WTAW News Time, 6 past 8, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the official start of the filing period for the November city school election. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says a city council position not something to take lightly.
The time burden is significant. We estimate at least 20 hours a week.
Communications Director Jay Sokol says there will be at least 3 council positions open along with the position of mayor.
If you believe that serving on the city council may be something for you, come by the city secretary's office at City Hall, pick up a packet that does not obligate you to run, but it does give you more materials to consider.
The last day to file is August 22nd. Short and long-term efforts to reduce traffic congestion in College Station was discussed at the last city council meeting. Long-range recommendations from an outside consultant includes a $20 million flyover of Jones Butler Road over Holloman and FM 2818 to reduce volume on the existing roads. Another long-term idea is extending Luther west of 2818, then south to Dowling. That has the support of Councilman John Nichols.
And who knows, the university's traffic planning strategies might actually now begin to access the same set of data. I know you work really closely with them, and maybe there can be some more conversations about that over the next few years.
The only council consensus was taking traffic off Old Welburn Road by extending General Parkway from Rock Prairie to Graham Road. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended changes to the city's residential neighborhood conservation district, which, among other things, limits the number of unrelated people in a home to 2. P&Z member John Bush, who made the motion, was on a subcommittee that included lawyers and city staff.
I don't know that it's necessarily going to accomplish anything that may have been discussed in the public over the last few weeks and months regarding this. However, I believe this is a good thing. And does accomplish what needs to be done at this time.
Bush also says voluntary compliance has worked in all but 4 or 5 cases. The city council directed the advisory committee last month to make changes following public complaints that began 6 years ago. Council is expected to take up the P&Z recommendation at the end of August. Brazos County commissioners at their last meeting decided it was time to impose a burn ban. Commissioner Sammy Catalina said he was concerned about the rural landowners starting fires before the ban was issued.
I've had quite a few calls about wanting to know if it's on or not. And so that means that, you know, people have some stuff to burn. And if we don't do it and they think we're going to do it in a week or two, they're going to be out there burning a lot of stuff. So I think we're to put it on.
While the ban applies outside of city limits, outdoor burning is always illegal in College Station and Bryan. We're approaching 2 months since what many consider to be a 100-year flood in Bryan.
City Secretary Marilyn Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniac says a misconception is every creek and drainage ditch is owned by the city.
And that's simply not true. If we don't own it or we don't have an access easement to it, we can't get to it to clean it up.
Strada says the city's working on a comprehensive approach to handle future floods, and she reminds victims of the May storms to apply with FEMA by the August 10th deadline. One source of problems cited by flood victims to the Bryan City Council are 2 detention ponds at Blinn College that are filled with sediment. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says administrators plan to ask the Board of Trustees next month to hire an engineer to address cleaning out the ponds. Once a design is approved by the city, then Blinn will seek bids to hire a contractor. Bray says construction could start late this fall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 10 after 8, it's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
To receive compensation for injuries sustained during military service, a veteran must file with the Veterans Administration. The VA then makes a decision on service connection and a disability rating. If the veteran does not agree with either of these 2 decisions, they should file a notice of disagreement within 1 year of the VA's decision. The veteran can employ an attorney at this point to assist them in filing the notice of disagreement and assist them in presenting additional evidence to the VA in order to convince the VA adjudicator to change the decision on service connection or disability rating. Only attorneys accredited by the VA are qualified to represent a veteran before the VA. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Good morning, it's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here.
No, Bubba, you did that. Let's do some weather. Okay.
Partial suns in today's forecast, but there is enough moisture around that there could be a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. We certainly could use the rainfall. Temperatures today near 95. Any showers or thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy. A threat for showers and thunderstorms during the day, 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tomorrow night. Lows will be near 75. Developing cloudiness on Wednesday. Chance of storms, 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know what? It's 8:13. One thing we forgot to mention in that story about hypnoparenting. The lady who said that we should be doing that is a hypnotist.
Of course.
Yeah. I like the idea. You learn how to hypnotize your children to be cooperative, peaceful, have containment. What does that mean?
And how do you talk to your kids about that later? Oh, yeah, we used to hypnotize you when you were younger.
Now, her hypnotic practice is not cheap. She charges $125 a session and has used hypnosis on more than 1,000 children. Can we blame the problems in California on her?
Right.
Is that fair? Can we do that?
I don't think you have to talk to your kids about that later on, because even if you bring it up and they get mad about it, you can just go, chicken feet, and they'll be like, I need to take out the trash.
Exactly. She even admits that she regularly uses hypnoparenting at home on her children and husband.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So just saying.
I feel like there should be some kind of investigation, maybe.
I can't imagine she wants to go public on this.
Yeah. I know.
If you want to increase chances that your young son will do something the first time you ask, simply nod your head up and down in the yes motion and give them your direction. And you will notice that he is nodding back.
That's not hypnotism. Really? That's just the
parental influence.
Yeah.
Anyway. There, we just saved you $125. All right, so as we continue to talk about traffic, my gosh, all right, this Jones-Butler flyover?
Yeah.
That's quite a project they want to try there, huh?
Yeah, and, most expensive, of course, which is why we want to do it.
Sure.
But also thought to be the most effective.
Now, again, there is certainly a segment of our listeners and the population who don't deal with this.
Right.
But if you do, you do know how terrible it is. I mean, all you have to do is decide, okay, I'm going to go in the back way to, for instance, Reed Arena, or the back way to the Expo Center, or the airport. Well, you're going to get to Welborn Road in 2818, and you're going to get to Holloman and 2818 and go, holy hell.
And you're
going to
sit there.
This is crazy.
And right now, it's okay.
Yeah.
But come fall semester classes, It is a parking lot.
Oh.
And if you'll notice, it's not very good right now. It'll be worse. And
way worse.
And they're continuing to build.
Right, because it's nothing but student housing over there.
They're
so
putting more stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, it is. And you know, they've actually even said no to some things out there, believe it or not. But they won't much longer, too. And then you're saying they're going to extend Luther Street.
That was another idea, yeah.
You know, and I guess there's some room back there. I don't know who owns that property back there. There is some that's undeveloped.
I think some of it's Texas A&M, because isn't that the Poultry Science Center area?
Poultry Science is back there. But also there's that area that's on Welborn, between Welborn and Holloman Drive South, that's going to be developed. That's going to be much like Northgate, I think. I mean, you're going to have ultra, ultra, ultra density right there. And you know, they're building stuff. That new apartment complex, I think, is called The Retreat, and it backs up to the railroad track.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's right there.
It is there, and I suppose if you want to live there, that's, you know, that's the situation, as long as you know that the train comes by.
Yeah.
You get used to it, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I used to, actually, when I first moved here, I lived by the train.
Did you?
Yeah, you do kind of get used to to stopping your conversation for about 3-4 minutes and then continuing.
Well, it's not so much the conversation, it's the sleep, the interruption of sleep and that some people struggle
back
with.
Back in the day, you know, when we were a much lower profile community, in other words, we didn't have the buildings as tall as, you could hear the train all over College Station.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I was growing up, you could hear it, and I don't know, I probably lived 2 miles away from the tracks, but you just could. Well, now it's going to be rumbling right through the lives of all those young people, which is, you know, so be it. But for those of us who need to travel in that area, and again, A&M continuing to add more housing on their side of the road, it's going to be a difficult situation that really I don't think they can solve. Hello.
What they need to build to get the students on campus is a monorail.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the second time we've had a monorail reference this morning. And by the way, I was talking to a caller after we finished our discussion that we will, of course, bring up again about changing the speed limit on the freeway and what that does to traffic flow. And talking to a person who said, believe me, TxDOT is looking at the idea of expanding the bypass, expanding the freeway. The problem is we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, and it is going to take time. But it's not like they are completely deaf to what's going on. But it doesn't help the frustration of people going, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the solution. Just do what 7-Eleven's going to do. Apparently, a drone has autonomously delivered Slurpees, a chicken sandwich, donuts, hot coffee, and candy from a Reno, Nevada 7-Eleven to a nearby home.
So pretty much all you need. Yeah.
Right. The delivery, well, there was not a burrito in there, but aside from that, okay. Yeah, the delivery was made in a matter of minutes to two busy working parents near the store when the drone hovered in place and gently lowered each package to the ground in their backyard. To find customers willing to have their food handled by flying robots, the company surveyed households within a one-mile radius of the store for which they planned to deliver. 7-Eleven partnered with drone delivery company Flirty, and they put together these, they do ship-to-shore delivery of medical supplies, which is kind of more serious than a chicken sandwich and a Slurpee.
Big time. But
they're calling their flight the first FAA-approved drone delivery to a home and a historic milestone in commercial deliveries, and both companies plan to continue working together in the future to perform more testing on drone deliveries to see if that can happen.
What, wasn't Amazon supposed to be getting in on this?
Well, they were, and then, you know, 60 Minutes had that on, like, they did the big unveiling, if you will, on 60 Minutes. But, again, every once in a while, the real world kind of comes in and gets in the way. And if you think about it, there are a lot of things in the sky there, and you do need to be a little bit careful about that. But we'll see what happens. Most 3-year-old boys are good at causing havoc, but it usually doesn't go viral. Unfortunately, that's not the case when your name is Prince George. Kensington Palace showed off a few shots of the future king celebrating his third birthday on Instagram, where the little guy shared ice cream with his family dog, Lupo. Okay. But that made the dog people go crazy on the Twitterverse.
Oh, yep. Gosh.
Animal cruelty activists swear the dietary treat can cause serious digestive issues One person chimed in to say that he was, quote, trying to kill the poor animal.
Wow.
You're right.
End quote.
That Prince George, out for blood.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he's out to be a dog killer.
Lupo, I'm the only one around here.
That's it. The monarchy has not released a statement about this whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
They got nothing else to do. They got to defend the kid on his third birthday trying to share his treat with a dog.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Yeah, so you know, grapes and raisins and chocolate and alcohol and coffee and raw salmon and trout and corn on the cob and macadamia nuts are particularly dangerous for your dog. However, if you want to do lean meat, eggs, white rice, and lots of veggies, it's great for their diet just like it is ours, so... There's
your PSA for the day.
Yeah. That's Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. Global mergers and acquisitions may drop by as much as $1.6 trillion over the next 5 years unless Britain quickly agrees to leave the European Union under terms that give it continued access to the single market. According to a forecast from a law firm, a disorderly exit marked by difficult negotiations will result in increased political and economic uncertainty and a bigger decline in transactions. The Starship Enterprise is blasted off as Star Trek Beyond soared to number one at the box office over the weekend. The latest in the sci-fi franchise opened with nearly $60 million in ticket sales. The Secret Life of Pets dropped to second, while Ghostbusters and the low-budget Lights Out tied for third. Japanese electronics maker Funai Electric says it's yanking the plug on the world's last video cassette recorder. Production will end sometime this month because key component makers are pulling out due to shrinking demand for VCRs. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a flat open. That's your money now.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Good morning. It's 8:24, News Talk 1620, WTAW, you probably heard. Verizon Communications has announced that they will buy Yahoo's core internet properties for $4.8 billion in cash and expand its digital advertising and media business, ending a lengthy sale process. You know, I think we had a story earlier this morning. At its height, this thing was worth $150 billion, and it's now sold for $4.8 billion. What they did is they allowed Google to steal market share from them. They weren't able to do what they needed to protect themselves, and so as a result, they kind of became a bargain basement thing. The purchase will boost Verizon's AOL internet business, which it also bought for $4.4 billion. It gains access to Yahoo's ad technology tools, BrightRoll and Flurry, and search and mail messenger assists as well. In a Tumblr blog post, the Yahoo chief executive officer, Marissa Mayer, said that she planned to stay at Yahoo.
that's her plan.
That's right. Well, guess what? The head of the takeover said, we're looking at our management crew.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily guaranteeing her to have a job.
It's crazy that much money can still be considered a huge loss, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Billions of dollars.
Well, we'll see what happens. And again, the way we access information now, the way we access entertainment is changing in so many ways. Mm-hmm. It's completely different than it used to be, but for their part. Amazon, switching over to them, they wrapped up their Prime Day. They wanted to pat themselves on the back and let you know that they did really, really well because they gave millions of Prime subscribers lots of Black Friday-like deals. But good deals and free two-day shipping aren't the only reason that you should pay your $99, they say, for the Prime. Amazon also offers an ebook lending library, TV shows and movies on demand, and a music streaming service, photo storage, and more. You know, and we had the story last week that now Hastings is closing all of their stores.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to be gone. The College Station store has been closed for a while. It looks like they're already working on it. They're putting something in there. I don't know what it is. But then the Bryan store will close, and I think you'd said that they're not taking returns or offering any credit. Haven't been doing that for about a month.
Right. Gift card. I think July 13th was the last day they were honoring gift cards and returns.
Man.
Now, right. I know that they already had stuff on sale this weekend, the Bryan Hastings.
You know, it's a fascinating thing if you go back and look through that entire history, because the movie industry was scared to death when people were now deciding that they were going to be able to tape things on television and people were going to stop going to the movies, when in fact, back in the day, you know, Blockbuster was here, Hastings was here. You know, people would line up and stand and wait and reserve movies. You'd be standing there. I can't tell you how many hours I perused those VHS tapes to find something for the kids to watch on TV. I mean, it really made the movie industry a lot hotter in a lot of different ways. They just kind of had to shift their thinking a little bit to know that people might not go to the movie theaters, but, you know, they'll rent that thing over and over and over again, especially if the kids like it, or they might purchase it even. And so as a result, it really, I think, kind of helped the movie industry in some ways. But now, because the delivery system has yet again changed, they don't need those brick and mortars anymore.
Yeah, I kind of miss movie stores, you know?
Well, it was a different deal, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it was. It was something we grew up with, you know, getting to go on Friday night or Friday afternoon to pick out a movie for the weekend.
It was so exciting.
Yep.
Two-day rentals, and you had to watch it as many times as you could before mom and dad had to take it back.
Exactly.
And the disappointment when they didn't have what you wanted.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And at the Hastings in Bryan, they had free beer on Fridays.
No way.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
Well, you weren't old enough, Chelsea, to do that. But that's still funny. You may not have been born yet. I'm not sure. But they did. They would wheel a keg in there, and small cups, but they would. But that's because there were so many rental places out there.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to find a way to separate themselves. I think we had a place called American Video, which was at Carter Creek and 29th Street. And that was when that opened up. That was a big deal. But, you know, it got to the point where the corner convenience store would have them. I mean, you could go any place. So for that reason, I guess the Hastings, who were the big guys back then in the business, because Blockbuster hadn't gotten here, or maybe had just gotten here, and that's the reason that they did it.
Yeah.
But the competitive advantage of drinking a free brew and looking for VHS tapes. Wow. Bring back my bell-bottom pants.
Oh, man.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
A product life of more than 42 years is virtually unheard of for a high-tech device. But just a few days ago, the world's last remaining maker of VCRs announced that it's finally time to call it quits. Kim Commando here with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The standard home VCR has had perhaps the most colorful history of any high-tech device. There was the huge format battle between Sony's Betamax cassette versus everyone else who used VHS tapes. And then the 1984 Supreme Court case claiming that private Americans recording shows for home use was a copyright infringement. Then came DVDs and Blu-rays, but the VCR withstood them all until Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV, movies on demand, and DVRs arrived. But even in its death throes, Japan's Funai Electric still managed to sell a staggering 750,000 VCRs last year. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is a timetable to rid what some say was a major source of flooding in Bryan 2 months ago.
Before the late May rains, Blinn College trustees had committed to cleaning out two detention ponds on the Bryan campus. College spokesman Richard Bray says administrators plan to ask trustees next month to hire an engineer. Once the design's been approved by the city, Bray says trustees will be asked to seek bids to hire a contractor. The earliest date for the start of construction would be late fall. Over at Bryan City Hall, City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says officials continue to work on reducing the amount of damage from future events.
Of course, you know, this was probably, what, a 100-year weather event. Thank goodness we don't have those that often. But weather has been different. You know, 5-year drought and then all this rain, and now they're saying another 5-year drought. But all that said, the city is looking at a very comprehensive approach to what needs to be done. You can't address flooding issues from a shotgun manner, if you will. You have to have a well-engineered, thought-out plan. And, of course, we have a master plan, but it does need to be updated, I believe.
Strada on WTW's The Infomaniac says many believe the city owns every creek and drainage ditch, which is not true. She also reminds Bryan storm victims to apply with FEMA, even if they have insurance, by the August 10th deadline. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today is the official start of the filing period for the November city school election. In College Station, two current councilmen have announced their intent to run for the position of mayor, Carl Mooney and John Nichols.
Those announcements now create special elections for their places 3 and 4, to fill the unexpired term. So all that to say, your scorecard in November will look like this. We have vacancies on place 2, 3, 4, and mayor.
Communications Director Jay Sokol says Place 2 belongs to Steve Aldrich, who is joining the Brazos County Commission, along with current Mayor Nancy Berry. For those interested in running, City Manager Kelly Templin says the time commitment is a big one, especially for the position of mayor. He says Mayor Berry spends at least 20 hours a week at City Hall.
Not looking over my shoulder, just meeting with student groups, meeting with homeowners associations, meeting with any number of groups that have requested an audience with her. She's happy to do it, but it's significant. It's practically a full-time job.
The filing period ends August 22nd. An outside consultant was hired by the city of College Station to research ways to reduce traffic congestion on the city's west side. At the last city council meeting, there was support of a recommendation from Jeff Whitaker for moving vehicles off Old Welburn Road by extending General Parkway from Rock Prairie to Graham Road.
Old Welburn Road, the roadway provides operational today safety concerns and is recommended to be discontinuous when Deacon Road is extended. Deacon Road is going to come up into the railroad tracks. And so when that project happens, we didn't think it was worthwhile to raise Old Welburn Road to be at the same grade as Deacon. It would become discontinuous, and recommend a ride-in, ride-out at the Rock Prairie intersection, so you would have a median on Long Rock Prairie.
The council was presented multiple options for reducing traffic in the area of FM 2818 and Holloman. The most expensive and thought to be the most effective idea is a $20 million flyover of Jones Butler Road over the intersection. City traffic engineer Troy Rother told Councilwoman Julie Schultz the state could support the concept but not get financially involved.
I think that they'd be open to looking at any of those options with us. The city's willing to pay for it.
They're not willing to incorporate that into the fix that they might be willing to do.
If they are, not to the extent that it's going to make a significant impact.
The council supported a short-term idea of signage encouraging motorists to use Dowling and Jones Butler instead of Holloman and 2818. Public complaints going back 6 years to what were considered loopholes in a Bryan housing ordinance have been addressed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The advisory body has unanimously approved changes affecting Bryan's residential neighborhood districts, which, among other things, restricts the number of unrelated occupants in a home to two.
I've been told by multiple city staffers from different areas it's been very successful as is. However, some of these definitions must be brought up to date to be in compliance with state and federal law.
P&Z member John Bush says the changes accomplish what needs to be done at this time.
It's my understanding that there's only been about four or five cases where there were complaints filed under this ordinance where voluntary compliance was not able to achieve success. So it has been a very successful ordinance, but these are necessary changes and amendments to it.
The city council, which directed P&Z to consider changes last month, expected to consider the revisions at the end of August. Brazos County is in its first full week of a burn ban. Action was taken at the last meeting following comments by Commissioner Sammy Catalina.
We've had a lot of calls here the last week about the burn ban because the other counties around us have put it on. And I'm afraid if we don't do it, there's going to be a lot of people that are trying to burn a lot of stuff to try to get underneath, you know, knowing that it's coming pretty quick.
Before the unanimous vote, commissioners were told volunteer fire chiefs were divided about the timing of the ban, which applies outside of city limits. Outdoor burning in Bryan and College Station is always illegal. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 80 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Doing some weather right now at 840. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
Some moisture over the Gulf of Mexico headed our way to bring us some much-needed rainfall over the next few days. For today, we'll see developing clouds with the potential for a shower or thunderstorm, 95. Showers and thunderstorms taper off tonight, 75. Becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms, 90 to 95. Storms diminish tomorrow night, 75. Showers and thunderstorms will redevelop during the day on Wednesday, highs Wednesday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Okay, so the Olympics start when? Pretty soon?
Pretty soon. Right? I believe August, the beginning of August, that first Friday is opening ceremonies.
Yeah, okay. So here we got some music to go along with that. Yeah. Because we need to start really zeroing in on the Olympics. Okay, here we go, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. So now they were showing, I was in a restauratorium yesterday afternoon, and they were showing some Olympic trials. Is that right? Are they have
still now, going, I guess.
Well, I could have sworn.
What sport was it?
Track and field.
Oh.
I thought we had named the Olympic team. But
I did too.
Let me see. I'm going to try to find Olympic team because they had trivia on about the Olympic team. I hate this, that we've got that going on, and I wasn't prepared. But in the meantime, I will tell you that there's even more problem. Oh, here we go. 11 days before they open. 11 days.
Yep.
Okay. So, and again,
Well, and then I feel like the Olympics is always one of those things where they actually have stuff start before opening ceremonies.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, you've already missed a few events.
Yeah.
Not that anyone cared about them because we didn't, you know, tell you, but so-and-so has already won a gold.
And there could be those people who decide that they're going to take in the entire South American experience while they're down there. Okay?
I might as well.
I mean, not only dodge Zika mosquitoes, but other things.
And swimming in the water with the bodies and stuff.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
Don't forget the murderers.
Oh, yeah.
The latest sign of the deepening economic crisis in Venezuela. McDonald's has been forced to suspend sales of Big Macs.
Oh, you know it's bad if that's happening.
Yep. Arcos Dorados, never heard of them, but they are the world's largest McDonald's franchisee. Arcos Dorados said they have not been able to supply the middle bun for the Big Mac. Yeah, the middle bun.
It's a very key part of the Big Mac.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a double meat hamburger, right?
I mean, it's got the special sauce.
That's really what makes it.
Lettuce,
yeah.
Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Letting you know all that stuff, too. While the company is working to resolve the problem, it will continue to offer menu options such as the quarter pounder and a cheeseburger, which is called the McNafica. McNafica. Venezuela, of course, deepened their own economic crisis that turned into a humanitarian crisis when the country suffered from food shortages. Then there were the floods, okay, that also continued. And so more South American problems that are going on down there.
It's just so bad.
It is.
All the
so
news.
Here's some trivia tidbits for the Olympics from the New York Times that they published yesterday. The United States Olympic Committee officially announced the 555-member team for the Summer Olympics.
Wow.
292 women, which is the most that have ever competed for a single country. Three members of the U.S. team are competing in their sixth Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you name them? That's all right.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Equestrian Philip Dutton in his sixth Olympics. Shooters are Emily Milev and Kim Rode. Seven of their fifth are in their fifth Olympics. That includes Michael Phelps. And let me see. This Philip Dutton is the oldest Olympian, 52 years old.
Wow.
And there are four 16-year-olds. Just letting you know.
Wow. Oh,
makes you feel so much better about what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, exactly. 60. Well, and again, when they're 25... people are going to go, God, you're only 25?
Exactly.
I remember you and your...
I know.
Of course, at 16, I mean, I had seen most of the Saved by the Bell episodes, so that was my biggest accomplishment.
You got that going on.
Have y'all seen the commercial for the Olympics with Lindsay Vonn?
No.
Okay, so it's for a candy, but she is trying all of these summer sports and looking really bad at them. Like, she can't get on the horse because she's like dressed in equestrian stuff.
Okay.
And then there's a like power lifting. She's just kind of sitting there looking at the bar or weightlifting. And so then she's eating the candy and it says, do the Olympics like a winter Olympian this year.
Oh.
And, you know, it's really cute though,
that's
because
great.
She's so good at what she does and she's looking so bad at all of these other sports.
Now, here you go. Cammy Craig headed to Rio to compete in the Summer Games, predicted her success decades ago, according to Carrie's mom. She tells People magazine that her little princess was watching the swimming competition way back in 1992, and she turned to her and said, you know, Mom, I'm going to be in the Olympics one day. Okay.
Do you know how many kids say that?
Yeah, and I'm going to bet that there have probably been kids who have said it and made the Olympics. It's just that their mom didn't run to People magazine to get the story.
Exactly.
My little princess, she can do that.
I'm going to guess that there's probably lots of kids who've said it who didn't make the
Olympics.
Well,
that's also true, the vast majority. Okay, so apparently Wallet Hub has conducted a survey to identify the cities where U.S. Americans cope with stress better than others. Using 50 cities across 27 key metrics that we're not going to name, and a data set ranging from your average work hours to the debt load to the divorce and suicide rates, and they come up with some intriguing stuff. For instance, Greensboro, North Carolina, has the lowest commuter stress index at 1.1, which is about 1.5 times lower than Los Angeles. Fresno, California, has the most psychologists per 100,000 people. Wow. Okay. And Fremont, California, has the lowest divorce rate at 12.2%. Here are the most stressed cities. Number 5, Cleveland. Number 4, Memphis. Number 3, Birmingham. Number 2, Mobile, Alabama. Number 1, of course, you know it, you love it, Detroit.
Yeah. I can see every reason for every one of those.
Yep, yeah. Yep. All right, let me see. Here are your least stressed cities. Number 5 is San Francisco. Really?
Huh.
Really?
Pretty. Because they just ignore everything.
Yeah. Everything's expensive there, though.
Yeah, that's true. It is very, very pricey.
Number 4 is Plano. Okay. Number 3 is Overland Park, Kansas. All right. Number 2 is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Number 1, I can get it, San Diego. Yeah,
everybody's pretty chill there, I think.
Yeah,
but expensive, too. So even though those are expensive cities, I don't know about the two middle ones you mentioned in Kansas. And,
yeah.
But they also have a lot of money.
Yes, and that's
They're
it.
They're very rich cities.
That kind of thing is exactly right. That's, life is kind of like a rotten egg sandwich in that the more bread you have, the easier it is to swallow.
Yeah.
Be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
So what's up with the Arch in the Brazos Valley coming up? Well, it is still summertime and a month or so until the kiddos go back to school. So the pickings are a little bit slim, but not completely, not at all. Brazos Valley Troop, they've got an ongoing magnificent series called The Bully Project. Yeah, they're putting the spotlight on tackling the problem of bullying and intolerance. It started back in March with Define Crazy. Then in May, it was called Lysander and Lion and Bitsy Bull. And the project wraps up August 11th through the 14th with Monster Cafe, the musical. Go to bbtroop.com for more information on that. The best little whorehouse in Texas. It's a classic for Texans, and I needn't say any more. It was a stage hit before it was a movie. The story of Texas politics, some small-town hijinks, a little bit of A&M versus TU football, and mix it all together, and it's at the Theater Company at the Tejas Center in Bryan. It runs August the 5th through the 21st with shows at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. That's 4 shows a week, 12 in all, and you can go to theatercompany.com for all the info and to buy tickets. That's theater with the R-E spelling. And Navasota Theater Alliance, there's no stage show until October, but auditions for The Count Will Rise Again, Dracula in Dixie. That'll be August the 15th and the 16th, and you can go to navasotatheater.org for more information. Stage Center has Blithe Spirit coming up, 2 weekends starting this week. Yeah, it'll show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights starting this Thursday. And all the shows start at 7:30. And you can get the information, the tickets, at their website, stagecenter.net. Unity Theater in Brenham ends its 2016 season this week with Pinocchio. And they're filling the week with 8 shows. That's right, Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And Sunday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. That's 8 shows, all this coming week. So go to unitybrenham.org for tickets. And don't ever forget about MSC Opus. Season tickets are available now, and a great season is getting started, the 44th. And your favorite singing Aggie, Lyle Lovett, and his large band coming on August the 27th to get things started. Tickets to that show and all the main stage, the intimate gatherings, and the family fun shows are available at opus.tamu.edu. That's what's going on the stages this August. And then it's really going to get busy come September. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to see if we can find Mr. Downs this morning, since him. And he may not be here yet. He may have slept in. We're going to see.
Are we going to talk to him about Star Wars? Well, yeah.
That's what I was hoping. Oh, see?
This is.
That's not true. All right. We're just gonna. We're
I
gonna
love
have
the suspenseful
we're gonna
music.
Have to, I know. Well, that's apparently the Star Wars / Trek music that's in the background. Yeah. Let's see.
May I help you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was going to give you an opportunity to talk about what you did this weekend.
Well, I'm going to wander down there. How's
oh,
that for
all
a
right. That's good. Hey. Gives me a chance to knock out another commercial or two.
Must be that good. The,
yeah.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Okay, now Ben's here, but I have two things to talk about before you start.
We'll see.
Jack McBrayer and Katie Sagal have been added to the cast of Big Bang Theory on CBS.
What?
So that may be interesting.
Yeah, after all, the whole concept wasn't working. It was only the number one TV show in America for like 5 years.
Well, they
obviously they need to fix something.
More people to pay $250,000 a week. And coming back, Netflix has announced they are reviving Mystery Science Theater 3000.
All right.
Yep, ran for 11 years on Comedy Central and Sci-Fi. And so
advice.
There you are. What?
Advice to parents, just like on Focus.
Yes, today.
On the family today. Do not let your young kids grow up watching Mystery Science Theater 3000 because it will make them smart elks.
Oh, man. What a great show that was.
I watched it.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there. Okay. So there's your Star Trek music bed.
It was great!
Or Star Wars music bed if you're Chelsea.
If you're Chelsea. Yeah.
Is she still working here?
Yeah.
What? Huh? Are we still talking about this?
My favorite part is where Harry Potter throws the ring into the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it was good. It earned all of its freshness on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did it? Yeah. Now, my question is, what did you catch the second time you saw it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, what?
I haven't.
You haven't seen it?
I will, but I haven't. Not yet. There is much for me to catch because somehow, honest to gosh, I was just sitting there in such awe and admiration for the filmmaker's art that I missed some really key points.
Until your run pee vibrated in your pants?
Yeah. Right. And then wear it in a coat pocket. Thank you very much. Just so I never have to say a sentence like that, Reber.
Yeah. It's all CGI. How can you be so amazed over this?
I didn't say it was a good story, well told.
Was it?
Yes, with much CGI.
Right. Yeah, plus
it was a good show.
Can't you, haven't you seen some of the stuff they can do with CGI these days, Scott? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know, really. Oh.
That right now they've got a fish and it talks.
What?
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
Really? I'm telling you. Oh, that's amazing. How do they do that?
No, it was
magic, like Harry Potter.
That's right.
I was so very happy with the way the movie went. It was very good. It was 2 hours, and I didn't get up and leave even
you
once.
Didn't?
I was just completely focused.
I feel like I'd be anticipating.
Now, was everybody in their place, or were there later rivals?
Well, since it was reserved seating, people could arrive late without having to worry about good seats not being available. Look, I got to tell you, I was in the 3D reserve seating. It was a little more pricey than what's normal, and there were some good seats still available in there.
Ah.
Yeah. I understand the 7 o'clock show was very full. I was in one a little later.
Money can buy you happiness.
Do we name names? Did you see people you knew?
I don't look for people I know.
I just wondered if they
look. There are some movies I don't want people to know I was sitting there.
I know that.
I don't return
I've been
the
there.
Favor. Thank
yes,
you very much.
That.
It's
okay.
Just for the best. Look, just keep your eyes on the popcorn, please, ma'am. Moving on. Moving on.
Any focus groups break out in the in the foyer afterwards or anything?
No.
Everybody just
we were all just happily. We enjoyed it. It was a nice movie.
How long can you go before you see?
And
it? Yeah.
And it. And we now have moved into the Enterprise A.
Oh.
So there you are.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered when that was going to happen.
Yep. Okay. Well, we end up with, let's see. No one knows really much about the Enterprise B. Enterprise C got destroyed in a...
Chelsea.
The car rental place? What?
And they'll beam you up. Then Enterprise D is the one that Picard had.
Okay. I just thought there was one.
Yeah, no kidding. They'll pick
well, that's
you
because
up.
you're poorly educated.
That's it. We're back tomorrow.
I'm going to tell my mom you said that.
WDAW College Station.